big red spot.
Looks like a purple radioactivity.
Daddy, this must be your next mystery.
It is a mystery.
All right.
We need to find
13,
out what
12, 11,
is.
10, 9, 8, 7. Sing the song with me. 5, 4,
3, 2, 1.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for a cup of coffee with...
Cup
of coffee with Thompson. Good morning, listeners.
Good morning, listeners.
Awesome. Thompson's NHL hockey picks for the day. St. Louis, the Calgary Flames, and the Ottawa Senators. Those are the winners he's picking, just for all you people out there who are counting on him. Also, I'm drinking a nice cup of Three Beans Nicaragua, classic and balanced medium roast. With, of course, clover strut and a half and half in on our lovely organic 365 light brown sugar. Thompson, what are you doing?
Oh, I got that to look at. I got my telescope to look at mysteries of things.
Oh, it's a telescope to look at mysteries of things.
Oh, and this is a part of my telescope, too.
Okay.
And I can look through here. I can look through here so I can see big things. Or little things, or medium-sized things. And I'm looking on that big red spot to see if it's our next mystery.
Yeah, we don't know what this red spot is. It's very mysterious. It showed up, it could have been yesterday, could probably last night.
It could be.
And we don't know what it is, whether it's not surrounded, there's nothing above it and nothing next to it. So we're sort of concerned about what it might be. It certainly is unpleasant looking. But more on that mystery will follow. Hey, before I forget, be sure, if you have an 8th to 12th grade kid, to get them to write an essay on why they are optimistic about the future of the country and send it into vfw.org's Voice of Democracy contest. The VFW, our nation's veterans, who we very much cherish, are putting on this contest every year for many, 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 many decades now. And you could win $30,000 in college scholarship money. And who couldn't use some help with college? Because education is a wonderful thing. Can't have too much of that. So thank you, VFW, for that. Thank you, veterans. We love you. Well, Thompson. So, Thompson, I have a question for you.
What question?
Well, I was just thinking, is there something nice we could do for all the people out there who are having a tough time of it right now, who are really tired from working too much and just sort of feeling down? Is there anything you could say that might make them feel a little better?
Well, I would like to say that I like blackberry pancakes.
Blackberry pancakes. Well, I guess maybe we could all meditate on blackberry pancakes, and even if we can't have them, we can think about them, and that might make us feel better.
Yeah. Stop looking at that in my face. Stop putting it in my face, Jug.
So, Thompson, what's the news from Thomas the Tank Engine Land?
Well... I noticed two castle engines who live in the castle. Mary and... Who did an other engine? Who's that orange engine again?
I don't know. Is it Dart and Dash Bash?
No. His name begins with the S.
Scruff?
No, Steven.
Oh, Steven. Now what's Steven's deal? Is he a nice guy?
Of course he is. He's part of the castle. He has a crown funnel, sort of.
Well, that's pretty cool. So Steven has a crown funnel and he lives in a castle. Awesome.
Thomas, James and Toby, Emily and Spencer, Thomas. Okay, that's true.
Have you made any leaf paintings yet?
Step one, put on old clothes and clothes and cover. Where's
paper? Are you reading about how to make leaf painting?
Press the painted side down on a sheet of paper. Press the whole leaf. Now carefully peel leaf away from the paper. Show the leaf. Then try a different shape leaf paint in another car. And peel the leaf off. You can do more. You need more leaf prints. Lock colors change. Say, your prints dry. Then decorate them with clear glue and entertain them somewhere special.
So that was Thompson explaining in a very quiet voice how to make leaf paintings and leaf prints. And not bad. He read that all on his own, and I'm very proud of you for reading that, Thompson. So what's your favorite thing to drink?
Mook.
Mook?
No, milk.
Milk. That's excellent. Well, gosh, I don't know. is there any... Oh, special shout-outs. Who do you want to shout out to?
Mama, Cohen, and Grandmother. Mama, Cohen, and Grandmother.
Alrighty, and I will do a special shout out to birthday girl Aunt Lisa. Happy birthday. And Aunt Lori and Uncle Dave.
And Cullen and Mama too.
And Cullen and Mama too. And everybody over there at Laurel Hill Nursery School.
And Ed too.
And Ed, yeah.
And teacher Anne.
And teacher Anne.
And Colette.
And Colette.
And Kindly.
Yes.